UT showcases their new dairy. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It is a real unique opportunity across the United States.
Bill Brown, UT's Dean of Ag Research, says the Little River Animal and Environmental Unit, located about 30 minutes from UT's Knoxville campus, is a unique opportunity to conduct research that hasn't always been available.
Right now, we are the only land-grant institution that is in the position to have a brand new dairy. More than that is that we've been taking samples before animals were here. So this location has not had animals on it for decades, probably 30 or 40 years. And then now we'll have dairy cattle on the location, and so we'll be able to compare the effects before and after animals are on the land, and it is a real unique opportunity.
The new UT dairy sits on about 530 acres, and they will have a capacity of milking about 200 head, and they hope to begin milking those first cows in about a month. And Bill Brown says besides the emphasis on the environmental research, they will also conduct research on a number of other issues related to dairy farming.
We have the ability to look at cow comfort kinds of issues, so we can cool some areas of our freestall barn and not cool other areas. We have actually installed here, before we actually have cows on the property, we have a research project ready to get underway looking at bedding material. So to compare different types of bedding for the cows, to look at production effects, animal health effects in terms of the housing. So it's a state-of-the-art milking parlor, and then a conventional dairy with a freestall barn.
Well, along with a milking parlor and all supporting facilities, about $20 million for UT's new dairy. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.